Welcome to Story Quest. Today's story master is
Emily.
And the story title they came up with is
Panda's Pudding.
There was a snap and a growl, and the tiny puppy suddenly seemed to be much larger, his shadows enormous in the light from the candle. A certain cruel kitty is going to have to come up with a plan quickly or meet a grisly fate. And grisly might make you think of bears. And actually, yes, this story is about bears, but not grisly ones. Pandery ones. Maya was a panda. A lovely giant panda, but not like those daft pandas that you see in those funny videos falling off chairs and getting stuck in tyres. Maya lived in the wild, although there was nothing wild about it. It was a very civilised place called the Panda Peninsula. Things were, well, a little bit stranger than normal. It was quite a magical place, where the pandas acted more like humans. Needless to say, no human had actually been to this realm, and the pandas lived happily enough, going to work, school, playing, sometimes with ties to swing on, and doing other human, or rather, pandally activities. Maya was a cook, a rather brilliant cook. Now, we all know that pandas like bamboo, but in the Panda Peninsula, Maya took things to a new level. Not just content with boring old raw bamboo, she made bamboo bites, bamboo tarts, bamboo cakes, bamboo pastries, and, as you can imagine, word got out, and pandas would lumber over from every corner of the region to buy her wares. She had a pet puppy, perplexingly called Panda, who would beg for scraps and keep Maya company whilst she toiled away at her wares late into the night. Panda the puppy was originally going to be called Rainbow, which is a great name, but when you think of pandas, there are only two colours, right? Black and white. So Rainbow was renamed Panda because of the whole panda colour swatch thing. Her fame reached new heights when she invented something brand new. Very special bamboo biscuits. They had bamboo for sure, and flour and sugar and all sorts of other biscuity things, but it had one special ingredient and no one could work it out. Oh, it was delicious. That the pandas would queue around town just to buy a biscuit, and they always sold out in record time. She began to make a lot of money. There were so many scraps that Panda the perplexingly named puppy began to grow very fat and prone to snooze at length under the kitchen table. Not all pandas were decent, hard-working types like Maya, however. In a dark forest on the edge of the peninsula lived Pandamonia. She was also a panda, but an evil, witchy sort of panda. She spent her days causing mischief, and word had got around that Maya was making a whole pile of panda pounds in her bakery, and so she decided to cause some trouble. That fluffy fool must be puffed up with pride in her crummy old biscuits, lording it around as if everyone thinks she's the best panda. Ha! I'll take her smile down a peg or two. She decided to use her magic to turn into a little black and white cat, and in the dead of night, sidled through a window to lurk in the shadows until Maya came to begin baking for the following day. She didn't have to wait long. Such was the demand, Maya would have to start very early to make enough biscuits to go round. Pandamonia, the now kitten, listened intently to Maya as she read out the recipe. 10 panda pounds of bamboo, 20 panda pounds of the best butter, 25 panda pounds of finest flour, and the magic ingredient, of course. Pandamonia craned her ears so hard her whiskers trembled. 5 drops of essence of jujuberry. Of course, meowed Pandamonia in glee as she rushed away into the night with her evil plan in place. She had no time to lose. Everyone was very surprised when Pandamonia announced that she too would be setting up a shop, and if they wanted bamboo biscuits, they should give her a try. Everyone was a bit suspicious about this because Pandamonia didn't usually do anything unless it made someone else's life more difficult. But hey, biscuits were biscuits, and Maya's shop was struggling to keep up with demand. And hey, a panda needed to get a biscuit fix from somewhere, right?
Oh, it's amazing. I reckon these biscuits are better than Mayer's, one of the pandas said, her mouth full of Pandemonia's copy.
Yeah, and it's a panda pound cheaper too.
So you can see where this is going. Soon, Mayer found her customers had all gone away, tempted by the wicked Pandemonia and her copy cakes. Times began to get really hard for Mayer and Panda, her perplexingly named puppy. Without the orders, money was short, and Panda had fewer and fewer scraps to beg and became thin. And Mayer certainly lost a bit of weight too, which is not ideal.
I mean, can you ever imagine a skinny panda? Would just be wrong, wouldn't it?
But never one to give up, Mayer sat down and tried to think of something even more delicious than her famous pudding. The thought came to her. A pudding like no other. And excitedly, she began to scribble some notes. She launched the Panda Pudding with three slices all round, and even Pandemonia's new customers couldn't resist a taste. And oh my pandery paws, it was amazing. Even the bamboo biscuits couldn't compare to this heavenly pud, and Mayer's customers flooded back. Pandemonia was, as you can expect, really, really furious about this. So she decided to go back to Mayer's bakery and see what she could steal. Changing back into the little black and white cat, she slid through the open door and hid once again in a dark corner. After a little while, Mayer came in and began to take ingredients from the shelves. The trouble was that Panda, the perplexingly named puppy, was not slumbering on the floor as he usually did. He'd grown so thin and hungry that he was alert and roaming round the table, desperate for a scrap or two, or anything juicy looking, anything, say, like a fat little cat that he had just spotted in the corner of the room. Pandemonia, in kitty form, was too engrossed in listening to the ingredients, so didn't spot Panda prowling closer and leaping to grab her in his jaws with a growl. Mayer yelled at the noise. Panda growled and barked, and Pandemonia meowed so loudly that the bakery was in chaos. Mews that sounded like, "Help! Help!" Mayer looked puzzled. "That's the strangest cat I've ever seen. Almost as if it's enchanted." Then she shrugged. "Well, enchanted or not, it will save me a few tins of puppy food." And she made as if to return to the table. "It's me, Pandemonia, save me!" Mayer had already figured that out. With a sigh, she prized the trembling kitty from Panda's jaws and pointed a pandery claw in her face. "I'll let you go if you promise to stop all this nonsense and stop stealing my recipes. Shut down your shop and don't come bothering us ever again." Pandemonia didn't have much of a choice now. She agreed and released, trudged back home to do as she promised. Probably the only time she ever had, or would. But when you're in the jaws of a puppy with a very rumbly tummy, well, it does focus the mind a bit. And Mayer's fortunes returned and would go on to make many more amazing panda puddings. And Panda, the perplexingly named puppy, would end up as fat as a pudding himself, happily snoozing under the kitchen table. After all, you never knew when the next scrap might fall. And that's the story of Panda's pudding. What do you think a bamboo biscuit would taste like? Not sure I fancy that. Might leave that one for the pandas in the Panda Peninsula. Thank you to Amelia for coming up with the character of Rainbow the Puppy, the perfect addition to our world of Panda's pudding. You can send your ideas for any characters you want to hear on the StoryQuest character creator over at funkidslive.com. And let's get over to this week's Story Master. It's Emily. Emily, you are our Story Master this week. It's a big deal.
Okay.
You gave us the idea for Panda's pudding. What made you send that title in?
Well, I have this friend to this day, she still has, she's a collection, like, when she was young, she had a collection of pandas, like, toy pandas, and she's actually, I think she's got over 100 when she was, like, 7 years old. So, yeah. She loves pandas. So I was thinking, well, what would, because basically pandas have bamboo as like their mane, but what would be for their pudding?
What would they have for afters? I don't. What do you think a panda would have for their pudding?
Oh, that's hard. Probably. This is just me, but I think they'd have a giant chocolate cake.
What about? And maybe the chocolate cake would be both milk chocolate and white chocolate mixed together, right?
Yeah.
Because they're black and white.
Yeah, it could be bamboo-themed.
They've had a lot of bamboo, though. Do they want bamboo pudding?
Probably not.
What about the starter? So, you know, a panda sits down in the restaurant, gets a little napkin on. What is he having for his starter?
Dough balls.
Emily, it's been an absolute treat to read out your story. Thank you so much for being our story master.
It's fine.
Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode.